As some of you may know, there's going to be a solar eclipse on Monday, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. So in the middle of the day, it's going to get kind of dark and kind of cold outside for a little bit. It will be visible throughout much of North America. There are all sorts of conspiracy theories online about, there are 8 cities called Nineveh that are going to have this, all these silly things, but it's going to last for 5 years. And it's not, it'll last for a few seconds. But anyway, it always happens on Rosh Chodesh when the alignment of the sun and the moon happens. And many people have been asking what bracha you say on a solar eclipse. Some people have been asking if there's a bracha, and some people have been asking, of course there's a bracha, but what's the bracha that you say? One person I know even put it into ChatGPT to ask the Shaila whether there's a bracha, and ChatGPT paskin that there is a bracha, which is a pretty good indication that there's no bracha. There have been a few things that have been written and spoken about it. Dr. Jeremy Brown has an article in Chakira around here. He's known as the husband of Dr. Erica Brown, but he's also a person. So Rabbi Nathan Farber sent me yesterday a beautiful, very impressive Mar Makomo sheet on the topic. Rabbi Ezra Schwartz gave a shiur on the topic just the other day as well. So let's go through some of the basics. What exactly does a solar eclipse mean to us? So you would think nothing, but the Gemara says otherwise. The Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Chavtes tells us that a number of things, 4 different statements. Number one, the Gemara says we have a brisa. Bizman shacham aloka siman ra l'kol olam kulo. It's bad news for everybody. Mashal ma davar toma. The Gemara gives a mashal. It's like if you have a melech basar v'dam that provides some light for people, and then he gets angry at the people, so he takes away the light. He takes away the candle or the lantern that he has lit for those people. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a sun to provide us with light, and then right in the middle of the daylight, he's angry, so he takes away that daylight. A second passage in the Braisa quotes Rabbi Meir that it's bad news not for everybody, but for the Jewish people. That Rabbi Meir Omer calls man shema oros lokin simin ra l'soneim shal Yisrael, that it's dafka bad for us. Why? Because we're always the ones that get punished when bad things happen. So it gives a mashal of a sofer, shabala beis sefer, ritzul biyado. The teacher comes with his whip in his hand, his strap. This is something you guys don't know about, but I don't know about either, thank God. But in like my parents' generation, this was a thing. The teachers would go and just, beat up kids. So if the teacher comes with the strap in his hand, who's the one that's going to be afraid? It's the one who's ruggy lilkos. It's the kid who gets beaten up every day by the teacher. That's the one. So Klal Yisrael is the one that always gets beaten up. So we should be the ones that are nervous. Then the Gemara quotes a brisa that specifically links it to 4 averos that bishvil arba dvarim chamaloka al avbezin shemesu and nispekalacha. If we didn't weren't maspid in avbezin properly, al naam rasha. If we didn't protect and save an Aram Rasa who was crying for help, va'al Mishkav Zachar, for Mishkav Zachar, v'al Shneachach, Shnishmachdam Kechach, or if 2 brothers were murdered simultaneously. And Rashi writes, why these 4 Averos? Lo Shamati Tam Badavar. I don't have any interpretation, any explanation. I never heard. I don't have a Masorah for any such explanation. Achronim gives suggestions. You look at the Aruch Lenar. A third Brisa tells us that no, it's not bad news for all of humanity, nor bad news for the Jewish people, but rather bizman shacham aloka simin ra lo of de kochavim, that when there's a solar eclipse, it's bad news for the non-Jews. When there's a lunar eclipse, it's bad news for the Jews, because the Jews are represented by the moon and the umos ha'olam by the sun. And then finally, the Gemara says you don't have to think about it at all if you just behave yourself. Ubizman she Yisrael osim ritzono shel makom ein misyarin mikalelu. That you don't have to worry about any of this stuff if Klal Yisrael were just osim ritzono shel makom, that all of these simanim of terrible things happening wouldn't mean anything at all. The question, of course, is that everyone struggles with, is that if it is a natural, predictable phenomenon, how can it portend anything bad? Meaning, it's just, I can't, but someone could tell you when the next one's going to be as well, and when the one after that is going to be. It's just the natural haluch yelech of the galaxy, of how Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world. So how could that be a simon of something bad? So a number of the achronim suggest that it's only a bad sign when the sky is otherwise clear, so you can see it. But on a cloudy day like today, where you wouldn't notice it, then it wouldn't be a bad sign. So it is a bad sign when you're able to, when it's visible. When it's not visible to us, Lubavitcher Rebbe writes in the Igros HaKodesh, that ein ze inyan shel simen v'arola adam asher al ha'adama. That's not a simen for anybody if it's hidden from our view. The problem with with that approach is that even when it's hidden from our view, you would notice that it happens, because it does get a little bit darker because the sun is being blocked. So even though it's doubly blocked by the clouds as well, it does get a little bit darker. Another possibility, Yerenis Neibschitz writes in the Chelik Beis of Yaris Tavash, that no, when the Gemara talks about Chamaluk, it's not talking about a solar eclipse at all. It's talking about black spots that appear on the sun. It's not an eclipse. The problem with that is that nobody would have ever seen those before they invented the telescope. Rabbi Yonasan Ipshitz lived right after they invented the telescope, but that wouldn't have been something that was noticed by humanity. And furthermore, sunspots are equally visible everywhere. The Gemara talks about a chamaloka being visible in some places and not other places. So that's a problem with that approach. Third approach is the Aruch Lener. He says, it's predictable, but it's still a bad sign. That there are times that are good times, Mishnechlas Adar Mar Mesimcha, right? That's the time of Simcha. There are times Mishnechlas Av Mematim Mesimcha. There are times that are less good times. So this is one of those times. It's a time of Din. So it's an observation that Chazal have that based on the Masorah, that it's a time of Din. Ben Yoyada similarly says that the Gemara never said that the eclipse itself is what brings the Ra, but when there's an eclipse, it happens to be that the Mekatrigim are being Mekatrig, al-Davara, and anything bad that we may have done. A fourth approach is Rav Yashiv in his Ha'aros, quotes Radvaz, who says that the solar eclipse is only a problem if you see it off schedule, shalom bismano, meaning enochinami, it's a natural phenomenon. A natural phenomenon is not going to be a bad simon. It's only a bad simon if no one was expecting it, and then all of a sudden there's a solar eclipse. Problem is that has never happened in human history, as far as we know, I don't think. So then we'd be okay on Monday. The question is, can you share the news, right? A rainbow is also bad news, even though you say a bracha on it. And the Mishmura writes in Siman Reish Chav Tes Siv Katan Aleph, Ve'ein kedai lahagid l'chaveiro sheyesh keshes mitam motzi diba. That you're not supposed to tell somebody, hey, look, there's a rainbow because of motzi diba. You're sharing bad news. Would the same apply to a solar eclipse? So Rav Nevensal in Tshuvas Avigdor HaLevi, Page Reish Mem Tes, they asked him this question, and he said, Ze kavua meirosh, mafia beluach. What do you mean? It's on every calendar. Everyone knows it's coming. So that is not something that you're not allowed to share. You're only not allowed to share something when it's news. This isn't news. This is something that anybody can figure out. Then we get to the question of, should we say a bracha? We say brachos on plenty of natural phenomena, but we don't find that Chazal, even though they do talk a lot about a solar eclipse, they don't ever say anything about a bracha on a solar eclipse. So Rabbi Schwartz, in his year, quoted from Rabbi Ari Bergman that he had the following vart. He said that, what would the bracha be? It would be osa maisa bereishis. Problem is, you know, at the time of Maisa Bereishis, the Chama and the Levana were the same size, and the Levana had to go be Mima'itas Atzmo. What does it mean they were the same size? Probably means they had the same basic functioning. So it means that they were on the same rotation, so to speak, and in the same orbit, and just one followed the other. So in Maisa Bereishis, there never would have been an eclipse. So you can't say also Maisa Bereishis to refer to an event that never would have been in Maisa Bereishis. A lot of assumptions in that mahalich, but that's one mahalich. Rabbi David Lau, the current chief rabbi of the Ashkenazi chief rabbi of Israel, was asked about this, and he said, "Gamanir harti." I also thought about it. We're not mechadesh any bracha. We're mevarich al mashe tiknu lanu chachamim vehem lo tiknu bracha al morazeh. We only say a bracha on that which chacham were mesakin, and then we're not mesakin a bracha on this. And he speculates the reason they weren't mesakin a bracha is probably because it's a predictable phenomenon. It's not something that comes out of nowhere. And he quotes that the Stipler in Archos Rabbeinu on page Sadihei also says not to say a bracha. In the Mesoris Moshe, Rabbi Mordechai Tandler quotes from his grandfather, from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that they asked Rabbi Moshe about a partial eclipse and whether they should say an Osa Maisa Bereishis, and that he said, Ein Shum Bracha, Bein Lelikoi Chama O Levana, partial, whole eclipse, doesn't matter. Chazal were never misakin a bracha, and that's it. There is no bracha. The Lubavitcher Rebbe in the Igros HaKodesh quoted in, there was an article in Tchumen about this, in volume 24 of Tchumen, also says in Igros HaKodesh in Chelek Tezvav, page Reish Samach, quotes the klal of the Beis Yosef in Arachayim Simen Memvav, She'ein l'chadish bracha shel huskar b'shas. Can't make a new bracha, and Chazal never told us to make a bracha on this. Why? Maybe because it means all these terrible things, so you don't want to make a bracha on something that means all these terrible things. And adrabah, we should have tefillah and tzaaka to be mevatalit, not a bracha that we're so excited to have it. People are very excited, they're very tickled by the solar eclipse. Chazal don't think we should be so tickled by it. They think we should be a little terrified of the solar eclipse. Now the question is, so should we do anything else? So Mishbura writes in some Tavkuf Pei Siv Katan Beis that that when there's a lunar eclipse, that one should fast. I don't know if anyone says the same by a solar eclipse. Rabbi Lau suggests that he says he's going to say a couple of kapitlach tehillim. Tehillim Yotas, which is Hashamayim Misaprim Kavod Kel, and Tehillim Kavdalid, which is Barchi Navshi. So that's very nice. Rabbi Farber found, I don't know, this must be quoted in some of the other articles as well, the Rishpei Eish says, Alpi Kabbalah, that it's actually a good thing, because it represents the conquest of Kal Yisrael, or compared to the moon, over the Yomos Olam, compared to the sun, because the moon blocks the sun entirely. But then, once we've conquered the sun and vanquished its light, we want its light to again be able to be used for holiness. So the moon allows the sun to shine again, l'kvod shamayim, and that's the moment where the entire universe proclaims Hakadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech Malchei Hamalachim. Okay, have a great day, everyone.